kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Darating na buwan ng Abril, muling makakapasok ang mga cruise liner sa bansa sa pagtatapos ng ban sa mga international tourism vessels. Ngunit nangangamba ang mga travel agent na di pa magwawakas ang kanilang mga problema sa pinansya habang natatakot naman ang mga eco-tourism experts sa epekto nito sa kapaligiran. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Brooke Young na sinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Si John Fitzpatrick ay isang local tourism operator sa lungsod ng Bendigo sa regional Victoria. Para sa negosyo niyang iTalk Travel and Cruise, nitong huling dalawang taon ay tila walang katapusang problema sa pinansya. Sa naganap na pagban sa buong Australia ng cruise ships kung saan nagmumula ang may 30-40% ng kita niya.
The last 2 years has been impossible. For the first 20 months of lockdown, which is almost 2 years, we were trading on 6% of turnover. Now we're slowly sneaking up. I've lost two of my staff members who had to leave. The only way we've been able to survive here is I've paid myself a wage 8 weeks out of the last 52.
Ngunit mula sa 17 ng Abril, muling papapasukin sa Australia ang mga cruise ships sa pagtatapos ng dalawang taong ban ng pamahalang federal bunga ng COVID-19 pandemic. Ipatutupad ang mga karagdagang hakbang sa pag-iingat laban sa COVID-19 kasama na ang double vaccinated status at ang mas pinahigpit na proseso kaugnay ng COVID-19. Ikinatawa ni John Hart, ang Executive Chair ng Tourism Chamber for Tourism ng Australia, ang balita at sinabi sa SBS na malaki ang kontribusyon ng cruise liner sa turismo ng Australia.
It's about $5.2 billion and about 18,000 direct jobs. But it's not just that that's important. It's important that on embarkation we get all sorts of accommodation bookings, as we do bookings for restaurants, attractions at all the ports of call. It's a massive contribution to our tourism ecosystem.
Ngunit para sa professor ng tourism sa University of Queensland Business School, Lisa Ruhanen, maaaring dising laki ang magiging benepisyo sa mga lokal na komunidad.
We often think that, you know, cruises are coming to ports in Australia but also other parts of the world and bringing thousands of visitors. But the reality is, those visitors are not really spending much in those local economies. They're staying on the boat, so they're not spending money on accommodation. They have many of their meals and things take place on the boat, on the ship itself, so they're not necessarily dining in restaurants and so on. And so if you're only on shore for a few hours, the economic impact is pretty minimal.
Sa Northern Territory, bago naganap ang pandemya, mayroong 60 milyong dolyar na annual expenditure ang industriya. Sinabi ni Ministro para Turismo Natasha Files sa SBS, sa pagbabalik ng mga cruise liners, mabibigyang pagkakataon ang mga turista na maranasan ang ilan sa pinakamalalayong lugar sa bansa.
What we see in the Northern Territory is an opportunity to explore some of the most pristine waters in the world and see unique wildlife and, of course, engage with Aboriginal culture. And so it provides an opportunity to engage with tourists and teach them about the importance of protecting the environment as well as our history.
Ngunit itinangin ni Professor Lisa Ruhanen ng University of Queensland na may naiiwang malaking epekto sa kapaligiran o carbon footprint ang mga cruise na ito.
I don't think it's a good news day for Australian waterways. We know that cruise ships have considerable environmental impacts through their waste, their fuel consumption, their carbon emissions. And so it's not really a very exciting day environmentally for Australia, the return of the cruises.
Sinabi ni Minister Files na mayroong ilang international expedition cruise operators na nagsabi na nais nilang bisitahin ang Northern Territory sa taong 2022.
So we're really excited. We've worked with our health authorities to ensure that these cruises can safely return to the territory. We've done a fantastic job in keeping Territorians and some of the most vulnerable people in the world safe during the pandemic. But we look forward to more normal times and more normal travel opportunities.
Ngunit para sa mga local tourism operators tulad ni John Fitzpatrick, sa pagbabalik ng mga cruise ships, di nangangahulugang makikita agad-agad ang pagtaas sa kita. Maaarian niyang magtagal ito ng ilang buwan bago maramdaman.
I think what the politicians don't understand and what the general public doesn't understand, when you sell a cruise to some of the traveling in March next year, we don't make that money till January. So I'm still sitting here earning very little. And if they open the cruises up, the cruises start cruising in October, November, I still don't make that till August. So I've still got 5 or 6 months before I make any money.
Inaasahan ng Australian Federation of Travel Agents na ang sektor ng cruise line ay magbabalik sa tinatawag na full capacity pagsapit ng taong 2024. Ayon sa CEO Dean Long, una ang industriya sa mga naapektuhan ng husto nung simula ng pandemya matapos ang naganap na mismanagement ng COVID outbreak sa Ruby Princess.
I think one of the aspects of government that we need to really take stock of is just because there's one bad experience, it doesn't mean that things should be closed and not spoken about reopening. But what we need to see and learn through this pandemic for future economic shocks, whether they be health or other circumstances related, is how do we have dialogues with government which seek to rebuild industries that are closed due to their decisions?
Dagdag niya, kailangang sumunod ang mga state at territory sa naging hakbang ng pamahalang pedral at liwanagin kung bukas ito sa mga maaaring magbabalik na cruise ships.
State governments also have the capacity to keep their borders closed to certain activities. And what we do need to see though is, and I think we're having some very good discussions on the Eastern Seaboard specifically, about having the health regulations right to allow cruise ships to come back. We do expect there to be cruising in June and July and in the second half of this year, and that's been from some really good discussions with state and territory health officials.
Noong Enero, ayon sa Australian Bureau of Statistics, mahigit 265,000 kataong nakapasok sa Australia. Kung ihahambing sa 2.2 milyong katao bawat buwan bago naganap ang pagsara ng international borders bunga ng pandemya.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.